Aloha. Aloha and good morning. This is Mea Voce, your hosting guide to this crazy thing we call life, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big island of Hawaii. And once again, sun just coming up over the Ohia forest, warming my face and that of the various animals that have come out of their hiding, poking their little faces in the sun, warming their bodies. Birds are singing. It's looking at the moment to be a lovely day. We shall see. Things change very quickly here in the rainforest. But sending you a little aloha and rainforest love for a beautiful day. If you're finding this real time, it is Saturday morning here. And if not, then that's okay, because this isn't timely. These messages translate wherever they find you is the perfect time. So just a bit of a sigh and take a collective moment to just ground yourself and give yourself that gift of space, of stillness, of quiet, hoping that when you do find time to listen to these podcasts, that that is the energy you're creating for yourself, one of receptivity, one where you can just gift yourself some time, some space, some quiet. Because that's where we find information, really, isn't it? Which leads me to just hop right in today to our topic, as I just posted on our Instagram, a happy heart tells no lies. And what does that mean? Well, let's think about it for a second, shall we? You know, your heart space, that inner space within you, that's where your inner knowing is, your wisdom, your intuition, because your heart knows you. It knows you. It's part of you. That energy center that is your heart chakra, your heart space, it knows you. And it can't come up with a story that isn't you. You know, the head, the mind, that can go off in a million directions. It can take you spinning. You know, you come up with this feeling that bubbles up within you, that's bubbling up from that space of ancient knowing and wisdom within your heart. And you grab onto that and you go, yes, this feels so beautiful, so wonderful. I'm so excited about whatever this is that's coming to me. And then your head gets involved and it goes, no, we're going to go down this road. And let's go down this road. And now let's look at these two roads at the same time. And maybe let's just make circles of them. Let's bend them together and twist them into spaghetti ties. And until literally you get so tied up in that thought, that never-ending, never-ceasing, rambling thought, that you lose track of that beautiful feeling within you. And the core of this work here is to guide you to not go down those rambling paths. It's to go deep within. Pull up, access that inner knowing, that inner wisdom, that heart song that is you, to grab onto that, to listen to it, and then to follow it. Because that is the road to happiness. So your heart can't steer you wrong. It can't. Your mind can steer you wrong. Because when you analyze and you evaluate and you add some more words. I'm out of words. When you rip apart what is in your heart, then you literally have ripped your heart to shreds. You and that monkey mind, which does us no favors sometimes. But we have all so been trained to go down that road, haven't we? We've all been trained and prompted and coerced to believe that thought, that rational thinking, is supreme, isn't it? And so many of us would argue that feeling, that intuition, is less than. And I tell you, that is pre-programmed teaching, and it's time to go. You women, you wise women, those of you who know this is true, jump on the bandwagon with me and let's get all of the sisters, all of the daughters and grandmothers who know to sing this song, because this is how we will change the world. This is what's needed in this time of shifting energy. And each day that goes on, my heart is singing stronger that this is the way. And you know it if you found this space. You know it from within you. But maybe you've allowed your mind to talk you out of it. Maybe you've allowed that conditioning to further shove your intuitive thinking away. You've further ridiculed your own wisdom. But hey, today's a new day. Why don't we start a new way of being? The birds are singing in agreement here. You know what's within you. You know it. Let it come out. Stop rationalizing it away. Stop making lists of this and that and yay and another. Just feel. Just feel. Just embrace that feeling. Embrace what's within you. Allow it to dance and be free. And that is the other key word here. Freedom. When your heart is free to sing. Can you hear that bird? See? That bird doesn't think about its song. It doesn't judge its song. It doesn't evaluate it. It doesn't look at its wrist and go, what time is it? Should I be singing now? Should I not be singing now? Is this the appropriate volume? That bird just sits on the branch, opens its heart, opens its little beak, and sings. And not even for any purpose, just for the joy of singing, because that is what it does in this world. Thank you, little bird, for being free and being you. Now, what about you, my sister? How are you feeling? Are you feeling free? Will you let your heart song sing today? What do you have before you that brings you joy, that gets you excited? Sometimes just being you should be enough. But we're not allowed to be us, are we? Truly. Well, that's a thing of the past. And you've got to embrace that. Embrace who you are fully and let your heart song out. That is a happy heart. That is a happy heart. See, I said the sun was coming up, but now a big cloud is covering the sun. So I might be dashing inside in a moment. We shall see. We shall see. You have everything you need within you. And I have to remind myself as well. There's so much heaviness in the world. And a dear friend of mine, and I'm going to... dear friend of mine says that when we're feeling heavy, it's not ours. And I remember she said that. And I check my own energy field and I go, this isn't mine. And I do work to clear my field. And if you know that work, then do that work. And if you don't know it, stay in the space. Because I'll guide you along very simple, practical practices to clear your energy field and know what's yours and what isn't yours. Because there's so much suffering right now in the world. And those negative forces are really rising their little heads, trying to get attention. But you're different. Right? You're different. Don't get distracted by noise any longer. Don't get distracted. Sink within. And it really is that simple. It really is that simple. Shutting out the outside world and realizing that nothing out there can give you happiness. Nothing. You know, we all think that if we had a zillion dollars that we'd be happy. We wouldn't. It would allow us some easier movements, perhaps, but maybe not. You know, when I think over all of the deaths, as my work as a spiritual counselor and death doula, all of those moments of the people journeying towards their last chapter, the hardest, the ones that had the most to let go and work through, were the ones that had the most in terms of possessions, finances, things, arrogance even. Those who live in simplicity and embrace each day, the shedding of the body, the shedding of this life goes so much smoother, peaceful, with love. And that's how it should be. We fear death because to us it's an unknown. But why is it an unknown? Why have we lost that connection? Why? Because fear is a method of control, correct? You with me? And you say, but Maya, it's impossible to know what's beyond the veil. Is it? There's many people, including myself, that have connection to those who have shed their physical body. And I don't want to go off on that road right now. But maybe just look into your heart today and see what you feel is right. Don't listen to what others tell you or what organizations tell you. Look what's within your space. One more comment on this. We'll get back to the happy heart. But for those of you who have lost someone, do you not feel still connected to them? Do you not? Do you not receive little signs here and there that they're still thinking of you, still with you? Think about it. And I'll share this with you. Of all the women that I've tended in my hospice work, all of them who lost a husband earlier on, I ask them, do you not still feel your husband? And there is not one of them that says, no, there has not been one. In fact, each and every one of them says to me, oh, every day I feel him with me. Every day. His presence is so strong. So we'll let that chapter sit there for a moment. And get back to your happy heart. A happy heart doesn't lie. It can't. Your heart cannot lie to you. The signals in your body cannot lie to you. They are simple. You either feel excited and light, or you feel heavy, empty, heavy. Those are the two directions. What do you feel today? Know this. If you are starting this day or wherever this message is finding you, if you're coming to it with heaviness, know this. There is another way. Step one is simply recognizing it. Recognizing there is heaviness and wanting to do something about it. And that wanting to do something derives from within you. That's the key. And it all begins with that journey into your heart space, allowing your heart song to be free. It is really that simple. It is. Don't let your head get involved. I can feel it. Just be in that space of peace and love that is you. That is you. And on that note, I'm going to sink into my own heart space and see what is being asked of this day. What will make my heart happy today? Well, for one, it would be just the moving fairy snapping her magic wand and instantly moving to the new space. But that's not going to happen today. But I will spend time visualizing, manifesting this new space that will be the beginning of the Happy Heart Sanctuary in real world, with brick, with stone, with glue and tape. So we can begin this work. Well, we've begun this work, really. Okay, you're listening to it. We've begun the work, but gives us a space to meet. So this is Maya Ananda, your host and guide to this crazy thing we call life, wishing you many blessings from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii. And oh, the sun is coming out again. How lovely. Thank you very much, sun. Remember, you are energy and you are love. Now get into your heart space and allow your song to sing. Give it voice. There's no right time, there's no wrong time. Just sing. Sending you love, peace, and musical notes for a magical day. Aloha, and till we meet again.